you have a lot of data, you've got a lot of transformations, you've got digital AI, generative AI, you've got a lot going on. And so from a talent acquisition space, it's exciting to be part of the forefront from an organization perspective, to be there to help build the talent base that's going to be needed to move us forward.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a conversation with Dora Rodriguez. Dora is the Director of Talent Acquisition for the Friedkin Group. Dora, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you again for inviting me, Ryan.
Yeah, looking forward to our conversation. Let's start out. If you wouldn't mind, share kind of a brief history of your background and maybe how you got started in talent acquisition.
I would say similar to most people that end up in talent acquisition, none of us really started here. So I started my career many, many years ago in the retail and hospitality space, then ultimately ending up in oil and gas. So I really kicked off my HR background in the oil and gas space. Started with Tenneco and then ultimately El Paso that acquired Tenneco. I started in kind of an HR assistant role, not really understanding the full gamut of HR, and decided at that point that it looked really, really interesting. I had great mentors and leaders who pulled me into what was back then the staffing space, ultimately growing within the HR space, and that's where I started. So I grew from there into many different industries, going into not only the energy sector, the distribution sector, going into consulting in the healthcare sector, into technology, and then back into oil and gas. I had the opportunity to work with many different industries, both in smaller scale to large scale, but ultimately always leading me back to talent acquisition.
Great. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about the Friedkin Group, as well as the scope of your role for the audience.
So the Friedkin Group is a privately held consortium of businesses in the hospitality, adventure, automotive, and sports industries. My role as Director of Talent Acquisition is overseeing the talent acquisition space as it relates to more of the automotive space. My role encompasses the strategy around talent acquisition. Our facet of responsibilities include the governance around our technologies and tools, the recruitment and sourcing aspect, our programs and training, in addition to overseeing where we lead the strategy around the recruitment activities across the business. Although we're not as involved with some of the other privately held businesses across the organization, we do provide support and guidance as needed based on those businesses.
Great. So maybe if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit about some of the initiatives that you're proud of or that the team has accomplished, some things that it's accomplished over the last couple of years.
I started my career at the Friedkin Group 6 years ago. When I started, our team was fairly small. We had two talent acquisition advisors and one talent acquisition coordinator and myself. At the time, the organization was, again, still a privately held company. Not as visible or not as prominently visible as maybe other organizations in our space. At the time, the organization had just kicked off their first glimpse into a company website. And so it's a very private kept secret, I guess you could say, in the Houston market. The role at that time was really beginning to evolve as I came into the organization, really looking to build a strategy. It felt a little bit more like a bit of a startup when you think about the talent acquisition space. The role evolved from building out the EVP or the employee value proposition, building out the strategy around what our technologies would look like, and helping to build the structure around the team. That led us to the development of several different programs, the development of our university program, our veterans initiative, as well as our outreach program. We also established the sourcing function across the team. Each of those, keeping in mind that we are a shared services environment back to each of our businesses and keeping in the forefront how those delivery of services would basically impact the businesses. And really keeping in mind everything that we did to focus on the candidate experience in addition to the client experience.
Yeah, that's great. So essentially laying the foundation for your delivery model over the last several years. One question I like to ask is, how do you measure performance, both maybe within your TA organization and communicate performance externally, maybe to the broader organization?
Yeah, so I would say one of the first things that I did as a leader coming into this organization was really thinking about what is the longer term vision. So I think when you think about performance, the first thing you need to think about is, are we all aligned? Is there an understanding already of what performance means to the company, to the culture? And so we started with the SOAP, strategy on a page. What is our strategy? How are we going to measure the metrics around the strategy? What are those key components that will drive us into the next 5 years, 3 years, whatever the timeframe is that we want to continue to assess? So the first thing I did was pull our team together and really ask them, what is your idea of our team and what do we understand as our experience so far? So when you think about our own privately held organization, our brand is built upon beyond the ordinary experiences, how we create those experiences. So for us, it was aligned very nicely to how we would measure ourselves. So as we think about measuring ourselves, it was, how do we collaborate? How do we connect? How do we innovate? How do we drive our ability to be creative and be an advisor to the business? How do we measure our experience for the candidates who are visiting us, whether it's a technology experience or whether it's a communication or whether it's an opportunity to understand our brand? And then we think about the hiring manager. How are we advising, guiding, helping to share the insights to the market? And so the KPIs and the service level agreements were foundationally based on that experience. So when we think about our metrics or we think about how we measure performance, it's how are we understanding the business? How are we being viewed as a partner? How are we communicating? How are we really looking to understand our services and where we add the biggest value? And then most importantly, I think to everything else is, how are we as a team interacting and what is our own internal culture? And is it aligned back to the overall vision and mission of the organization as a whole? So performance to me is more individual. It's also viewed as team expectations, but it's in the foundation to both of those things is the experience. How are we feeling? How are we delivering that service back to the business?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that overview of that. Any specific like metrics or a scorecard or any specific types of data points that you measure that particularly resonate back out into the business?
So we have various survey journeys. They start at the beginning, are always on application experience. How do you measure our website? All the way through to somebody has been hired, now we're 2 years out. What is that experience? So from very beginning to the very end, the experience measures are tied throughout the workflow process. For me, it's, did we do the things we said we were going to do? Did we provide you the quality candidates that you were envisioning? Were we creative in how we pulled those data points together? From a candidate experience, did we communicate? Did you understand our process? Did you understand where you stood in the overall mix? And at the end of the day, if you can say, I wasn't offered a job, but I really liked the culture and I really liked the people and they were communicating with me throughout the process, even though I was not accepted, I would recommend this organization again to somebody else. or I would reapply again to a job within the organization. And if we can, at the end of the day, have our leaders say, I would work with that recruiter again, or a candidate say, I would reapply and I enjoyed it even though I wasn't hired, then I think that's the greatest measure of success for a TA team to say, okay, we're not damaging our reputation, we're improving our experiences, and we're ultimately getting the right people to maintain engagement and interest in coming to work for us.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. So let's look forward a little bit. As you look this year and beyond, what are some of the key initiatives that you and your team are focused on?
Yeah, so it's exciting to be in any organization right now. You have a lot of data, you've got a lot of transformations, you've got digital AI, generative AI, you've got a lot going on. And so from a talent acquisition space, it's exciting to be part of the forefront from an organization perspective, to be there to help build the talent base that's going to be needed to move us forward. From an organization standpoint, we are going through a large digital transformation. We are working very closely with each of our businesses to help bring the right talent in. Key initiative for us is, one, making sure that we are aligned as it relates to technology and insights to where we're headed as an overall organization. And then two, that we understand what that culture and expectation will look like as we bring talent. And so for my team, it's focused on understanding our larger vision of the organization, developing opportunities to automate and improve our delivery of services, looking at technologies that help us throughout the recruiting cycle so that we can remove the redundancies for our team. So that, again, when we think about those experiences to the leader and to the candidates, what can we do in our own delivery of services that removes some of those bottlenecks that keep us from communicating to our candidates and our hiring managers and puts us in an environment where we're more engaged, we're more available because we don't have all the little things that are being tied down by that could be repetitive in our space. So looking at from the how do we assess our or how do we capture notes in our conversations using a little bit more of an AI flair? How do we understand what our leaders are saying through more open communication and conversation? How do we understand how our candidates are feeling through the review and improvements and optimizations of any of our communications and surveys to really delivering on a condensed recruiting cycle that can be more nimble and more flexible as we continue to grow. We are a growing organization, so that will be or continue to be top of mind. The other piece is we are looking at a lot of data-driven talent. And so we're looking at the holistic view of our talent acquisition space. And we're very clearly creating the connectors back to the overall HR and business delivery. So looking at it from workforce projections all the way through career path mapping, and understanding how that aligns back to performance and skills and the development and growth of our internal employees through internal mobility. So looking at the big picture, taking anything data, analyzing data in order to help us continue to move forward.
That's great. Thank you for sharing. Last question I would have for you is, what's some advice that you would give to others in the talent acquisition space or those that are interested in talent acquisition?
It's always exciting when someone considers talent acquisition. When you think about someone joining the talent acquisition space, they can come from so many different areas. You have to really enjoy what you do and find the alignment back to the things that you can do within talent acquisition. So when I think about the things that someone could do in the talent acquisition space, it's not only helping the business grow through the identification of talent and the engagement and the rapport building and all of that you normally do as part of TA. But it expands beyond that. And so if you think about what kinds of backgrounds and skills fit well into a talent acquisition space, you've got systems and technologies that someone could lend them their experience into. You've got process and improvements. So you've got business process management tied there. You've got marketing components. You work very closely with the marketing teams and in groups within the organization. You've got training. You have opportunities to build programs and develop projects and be able to expand beyond the space. And you've got this impact back to the community through your outreach programs and through things that you do just in identifying avenues and talent. And then you can create sourcing opportunities. So when you think about somebody coming in to an organization and to be aware that it's very broad. Be aware that you're collaborating with different individuals across HR, across the business, and each of them have an impact back to the work that you do individually. So understand who you are, understand what makes you proud of what you do, and inject that into what TA means for you in an organization, and be open to collaborating and working with others to understand their space, because ultimately that's going to help broaden your reach as a talent acquisition advisor, whether it's in the business or in the community.
That's great, Dora. Thank you for sharing both your journey and your advice and guidance there. I think you did a great job, and I really appreciate you joining me today on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you again, Ryan, for the invitation.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.